Here's a very interesting question. We see the same photos of Jesus everywhere. Is this the real Jesus? The invention and the development of the camera, along with the successful printing of a photo, happened in the early 1800s. There were no cameras in existence during the time of Christ on the earth. Oddly enough, we see many drawings of the Lord Jesus, with most of them reflecting the traits and facial features of the artist that drew the picture. We have seen pictures of the Lord as a blue-eyed Caucasian. We have seen pictures of the Lord that reflect African features. In fact, the Lord Jesus was Jewish and would naturally have the characteristics of the normal Jewish male. Let's consider some of the things we do know about the appearance of the Lord. Isaiah 50 verse 6 says, prophetically of the Lord, I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheek to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. We learn here that Jesus had facial hair, probably a beard. Again, we read prophetically of the Lord in Isaiah 53:2, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. We learn here that the Lord was not a particularly handsome man. He probably looked like any other man of his time. Now, let's go to the New Testament and read in Mark chapter 9, verses 36 and 37. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. Now there must have been love and kindness that showed in the face of the Lord for this young child to allow him to hold him in his arms. On the Isle of Patmos, the Apostle John saw the Lord. He appeared to John as the all-knowing and all-powerful God that is ready to judge. We read in Revelation 1:10-16, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His feet and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. Now, I've never seen this type of picture hanging on the wall in someone's home. The sight of the Lord here terrified John. So, there are many drawings of the Lord. None probably capture him exactly as he appeared while on the earth. But let me ask this. What does the Lord look like to you? In the Song of Solomon, we have the bride describing her bridegroom. The bride says in Song of Solomon 5:16, He is altogether lovely. This is a beautiful type of Christ and his bride. Can you look upon the Lord Jesus with the eyes of faith and declare that he is altogether lovely? He is, and those who know him are witnesses of his beauty. I'm reminded of that wonderful hymn that says, His beauty shineth far above our feeble power of praise, and we shall live and learn his love through everlasting days.